When Slobodan Milosevic was overthrown 6 years ago, many Serbs hoped that it marked a new dawn for Serbia. Without him, many Serbs believed their country would see economic growth, tourism, and foreign investment. But the legacy of the Balkan Wars, the territorial aggression, war crimes, ethnic cleansing, has continued to dog the country to the point where many Serbs see little hope of a better life. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Belgrade.
Goran Jevic's Iguana restaurant is a small hub of internationalism in Belgrade.
Now, can I tell you what we have tonight?
Yes.
We have gazpacho, and we have fish soup. We have a chicken dish with grapefruit and mandarins stir-fried. We can also do curry.
Jevic left Belgrade in 1989 to seek new opportunities in Australia. He became an Australian citizen, but 2 years ago returned to Serbia to live. His Serbian friends told him he was crazy.
They went through hell here in the last 15, 16 years, from one war to another, then NATO bombing in 1999, poverty, you know, unemployment, lack of opportunity.
But Jevic and his Serbian wife wanted to raise their son at home. Since they arrived, the U.S. has repeatedly cut off aid to the Serbian government, and the European Union has halted talks on Serbia joining it until wanted war criminal Ratko Mladic is handed over to a court in The Hague. In May, Serbia's only partner in a post-Yugoslav union, Montenegro, voted to become independent, and Serbia soon may completely lose Kosovo, its southern province, now under UN control. NATO bombed Serbian troops in 1999 to stop ethnic cleansing of Albanians in Kosovo. The Albanian majority there wants freedom from Serbia and is expected to get it. That angers many Serbs, including Jevic.
The international community obviously is getting ready to reward a separatist movement and break all the international laws and United Nations laws, basically because we lost, we were on the receiving end of the world, new world order. That's how I feel about it. And a lot of people, I mean, I consider myself moderate and I don't really hate anyone.
Keeping Kosovo is the touchstone of Serbian politics these days. Serbian politicians of all stripes insist that independence for Kosovo is absolutely unacceptable.
For me personally, Kosovo is the most important part of Serbia.
33-year-old Serjan Srećković is Serbia's deputy minister of trade.
It is very hard for us, for pro-democratic forces in Serbia, to explain to the people that the international community want to take Kosovo from Serbia, and in the same time we want to be the part of that international community.
He and other government officials warn that if Kosovo is granted independence from Serbia, extreme nationalists will take power in Belgrade. The leader of Serbia's radical party is facing war crimes charges in The Hague. His deputy, Aleksandar Vučić, says if Serbia is forced to give up Kosovo, Serbs will remember.
We cannot fight back. We do not agree with you, and we will never agree with your solution on Kosovo. We will say it's part of the sovereign state of Serbia, even if it's not in this period, but it's going to be in 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years.
The radical party gets more than 30% support in opinion polls. Still, political analyst Dan Vukstankovic thinks it's unlikely the radical party could actually take power. But he says it's popular with the many Serbs whose lives did not improve after the war and the economic reforms that followed the end of communism.
There are so many losers of transition, so many jobless people. That's why they opt for radicals. Second reason is Serbia lost the war, and people here are not ready to accept that.
Even those Serbs who do know that they lost the Balkan Wars of the 1990s and were hopeful when Slobodan Milosevic was overthrown are pessimistic now. There's been some progress in the quality of life, they say, but change is too slow, and it seems the rest of the region is leaving Serbia behind. Emily Harris, NPR News, Belgrade.